Among the Menches Dvarim Shator Niknes Behem are six areas in which we're told to set clear limits. The third of these is the Miut Tainug, limiting physical pleasures such as eating, drinking, etc. Why does Kinyan Torah demand that we not overindulge in physical pleasures? The answer is because Torah requires consistency and focus. The pleasures of the world can be addictive, and excessive indulgence in them can distract us and prevent us from developing a deep connection with Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, writes the following: Ein divrei Torah miskaimin b'mi shemar pe'atzmo aleihen. Torah cannot be sustained in somebody who is lackadaisical in how he approaches Torah. V'lo be'elu shelomdin mitoch idun u'mitoch achira ushtia, nor in those who learn with a sense of being pampered and from a lot of eating and drinking. No one, however great, is immune to the potential risks that are inherent in the pursuit of excessive tainug. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, tells an incredible story of the great Tana Rav Elazar ben Arach, the Mayan HaMizgaber, who chose to live in a place known for its luxurious spas, rather than settling in Yavne, which was an established Makom Torah. Eventually, he forgot his learning, and the Gemara tells us his chaverim had to daven on his behalf. On the other end of the spectrum, the Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Kuf Daled Amud Aleph relates that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh departed the world, he raised his 10 fingers toward the heavens and declared, Ribbono Shel Olam, Goloi V'yadua Lefanecha Sh'yogati Be'eser Etzba'osai BaTorah V'lo Nehenesi Afilu Be'etzba Ktana. All of my fingers were utilized toward the service of Torah without benefiting even that of a small finger. Rebbe's comments are an extreme manifestation of the midah that we call precious, the ability to withdraw from the pleasures of the world to the utmost degree. The irony of this statement, of course, is the fact that Rebbe, as we know, was the Nasi, whose table, we are told, always displayed the most exotic foods, whatever the season of the year. And yet, despite outward appearances, Rebbe's personal conduct was anchored in the ability to show self-restraint, taking from the world only what was absolutely necessary. It was this ability that likely earned him the title Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Obviously, none of us can even remotely imagine the level of precious captured by Rebbe's words. However, precious is actually a continuum with many different levels and manifestations. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Gimel, in his discussion of precious, explains that while the overall concept of precious is something we all need to aspire to, the precise nature and parameters will vary from individual to individual. And this idea is also evident from the comments of the Ramban to the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu, in which the Ramban famously articulates the principle of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutarach, that we are to exercise restraint even within the realm of what is technically permitted. And yet, the fact that the Torah does not spell out the details of this precious illustrates that the degree of one's precious and its exact nature and manifestation is specific to the individual. Different people have different temptations that may need to be tempered. A pleasure that is, quote, over the top for one person may be entirely appropriate for another. A particular ascetic regimen might be very helpful for one person and injurious to another. Tosus and Ksuvus on the Gemara that speaks of Rebbe's last words references a medrash from Tana Dvei Eliyahu, which makes the following observation. Ad she'adam mispalel she'yikanes Torah l'toch gufo, yispalel she'lo yikansu ma'adanim l'toch gufo. Before one davens that Torah should enter within one's physical body, one should first daven that delicacies not enter one's body. And we see from here that the ability to limit one's involvement with earthly pleasures cannot be taken for granted and requires not just self-discipline, but also tefillah. It's something that we need to daven for. And the reason for this may be, as we said, because no two people are alike. And therefore, we need special siyata dishmaya to ensure that we not fool ourselves, so that we find the perfect balance that's right for us. And therefore, when we say b'mir tainug, we have to keep in mind that there's a subjective element. It depends on the nature of the person and their unique situation. I'd like to just add one other aspect that may lie within the phrase b'mir tainug, and that is to differentiate between pleasure for pleasure's sake and pleasure in the service of a mitzvah. The medrash that we just noted from Tosfos and Ksuvos appears in Tanya Eliyahu Perek Chavav. And that medrash begins with a discussion of the mitzvah of Zochor es Yom HaShabbos Likadsho and the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, which requires us to experience physical enjoyment. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu states, V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg, and attaches great reward to one who is Ma'aneg Shabbos. We say in our Musaf of Shabbos, Ma'angeha l'olam kavod yinchalu, those who delight in Shabbos will inherit eternal honor. Now, of course, there are many levels to the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and ideally one should strive to channel all of these physical pleasures of Shabbos into the realm of Ruchnius. The more lishma we are, the greater the mitzvah, the greater the schar. However, the Beis Halevi tells us in Parshas Truma that even someone who fulfills Oneg Shabbos without the purest of motives, but just for the sake of physical pleasure itself, is also worthy of much schar, since it is Hashem's will that we experience pleasure on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that the practice of Rav and others was to only eat meat at a Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore we might interpret B'miyu Tainug to mean that we should make efforts to associate those experiences of physical pleasure, of Achil, Shtia, and the like, with opportunities for Mitzvah, whether it be Oneg Shabbos, Sudas Mitzvah, etc. Let us all identify areas in our life where we can put into practice appropriate expressions of miu tainug, helping us come that much closer to acquiring the Keser Torah.